And our Paddler's Report, which has been on for a number of years, is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive, your fly shop specialist. Also have fly tying and fly fishing classes, paddle sports equipment, including kayaks, some very sharp-looking apparel, and that's where you get the fishing tackle that's used here in our local area. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive, specializing in fly fishing and kayak fishing equipment. Joining us now is our Paddler Report guys, Lance Burgess, Brendan Bayard, and Eric Mahabarak. Guys, welcome into the show, and thanks for checking in with us on this last round.
Yeah, Don, thank you so much for having us on so many years ago, taking a chance on bringing kayak fishing to the masses. It's been a real joy and pleasure to be part of this show.
Thank you, Brendan. I really appreciate that. And Raccoon Feet, Eric Mahabarak, I think you're probably one of the longest guys producing the Paddler's Report. And I want to thank y'all for getting up early on Saturday mornings and sharing information that you have with the listeners.
Yeah, Don, you know, I was thinking about that. There's a few things I wanted to say to you, man. You gave me that break back in the 90s or whatever and kind of cut my feet into this business and stuff like that. And, you know, we did a lot of things together with the fishing and stuff like that. But, you know, one of the most important things that me and you did together was that I think we made people smile, you know, and made them laugh with some of the cutting up we did, you know, like Captain Quinn and Raccoon Feet and all of that stuff. And, that's really a big part of this to me, that we brought some cheer to some people, some happiness into some people's lives. And I know you're going to retire, and I know I'm going to be back out there with you, and you're just going to have more time to come out with me, and you're going to be able to do it because you can't say no more.
Yep, we got to get with our buddy the Weave, and, you know, he's retired too, so we're going to have a lot of fun and getting out there and doing that stuff. You know, I can sum up what you were saying in two words about what we tried to achieve was, number one, information, and the other word is entertainment. And if you put those two together, that's what makes a good show. And you guys certainly were an important part of doing that. And we had a lot of laughs. And at times we had some serious stuff to talk about, issues and some catastrophes that happened. But through it all, everybody still loves to get out there and do that fishing. And you guys have helped us. Lance Burgess also joins us. Lance, thanks for being with us, my friend. And thanks for your contributions to the Bayou Wild Show and joining the staff here to get people information on the kayaking. You're an avid kayak fan, and thanks for all that you've done too.
Well, Don, right back at you. We are so grateful for the commitment that you've made to the outdoors community. And like Brendan said, you help promote the sport of kayak fishing because, like the pioneer that you are, Don, you saw kayak fishing emerging. You gave Brendan and Eric a chance to talk about it, promote the sport. It's a wonderful sport. I'll always keep angling, and I'll miss having your voice in my pocket in my life vest when I paddle out in the morning and watch those sunrises, because you were my companion at least for the last 12 years when I really got competitive, and I started to rely on your fishing reports to help me determine where I might not go chase the bite, but maybe I'll go make the bite. So thank you, Don. We appreciate everything you've done. And I told someone, you're not retiring from the outdoors. So we'll see you on the water and in the woods, and I certainly look forward to connecting with Chris and extending some of the things you do here in the radio program to your audience through Bayou Wild TV social platform. So there's some new things coming there, and we're really excited. But we celebrate you today, Don. Thank you for everything you've done.
And yeah, you're right. I'm not feeling. I still got some ammo in the gun and some gas in the tank, and while I got that, I'm getting out to use it up. And Brendan, I think you were probably our first Paddler reporter, and you've done a great job. People are always looking forward to your reports, and thank you so much for what you've done.
Oh, Don, man, I'm just so happy for you. Wishing you full ice chests, empty calendars, quick limits, long campfires, light winds, and strong coffee.
Oh, man, I got to write all that down. I got to write that down. Well, look, guys, y'all did a great job, all of you. We're going to let you paddle off into the sunset, and I'm going to follow right behind you guys. And, again, thanks so much for everything you do for the industry and for the sport itself.
Thank you so much, Don.
Love you, Don.
All right,
we
guys.
Love you, Don. Take care.
All right, thank you. Lance Burgess, Brendan Bayard, Eric Mohabarak. Also thanks to Butch Ridgdale, who joined us, too, in providing some of those paddle reports. And they were right. I saw the handwriting on the wall, and, boy, there was a big resurgence to fishing from paddle craft, and it's become a great sport, competitive, got rodeos and tournaments now, and glad to see it develop the way it did. All right, we still got a lot of talking to do. Chris Lecoq, he's the Bayou Wild TV producer, also the owner of Full Frame Productions. We're going to talk to him. And somebody said, where's Martha? Well, you're going to hear from Martha Spencer, who co-hosted this program and also on Bayou Wild, and it's now Captain Martha Spencer doing some guided fishing trips. We'll be back to chat with them and get as many calls and texts as we can. Thank all of y'all so much for these hundreds of texts that come in. I wish I could read every one of them, but just so little time and so many messages. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.